The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. What kind of law should we have? What should be the ideas that form the foundation for our law? Would you rather have a man with a string of degrees after his name to write our law? Or would you rather a man who knows the Bible write our civil law? Which seems most stable, the changing desires of man or the unchangeable will of God? America's founders had some strong convictions about what should be the basis of our law, and thus our liberty. Noah Webster, the father of our original education system in this republic, identified for students the foundation for our law. He stated, quote, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and His apostles, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government." Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, perhaps the man most responsible for our liberty, very pointedly stated where it came from. He declared, "The right to freedom being the gift of God Almighty, the rights of the colonists may best be understood by reading and carefully studying the New Testament." If you have an honest heart and want only the truth about the basis for our law, and you're willing to research our founders' writings, there can be no mistake about what that foundation is. It is biblical Christianity. In 1892, the U.S. Supreme Court stated what are the foundations and guiding principles of our republic. Justice Josiah Brewer wrote the opinion of the court in Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, in which he identified hundreds of documents which built the case for his conclusion. He then quoted the four references to the Christian God in the Declaration of Independence. Then he stated, quote, "We find everywhere a clear recognition of the same truth. This is a Christian nation," end quote. Justice Brewer later wrote a commentary on that case in 1892. He summarized it by saying, quote, "Our laws and our institutions must necessarily be based upon and embody the teachings of the Redeemer of mankind," referring to Jesus. Justice Brewer would later write a book about that case in 1905. In it he stated, quote, "I could show how largely our laws are based on the laws of Moses and the teachings of Christ, how constantly the Bible is appealed to as the guide of life and the authority in morals." Since biblical Christianity has been proven to be the foundation of our law, why did Mr. Obama and Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House, remove the references to God when they quoted the Declaration of Independence last summer and fall? That's right. On more than one occasion, they quoted the Declaration's second paragraph, where it states that all men, quote, "are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." They quoted it as saying that all men, quote, "are endowed with certain unalienable rights." They left out God. This was no oversight. They did it too many times for it to be denied that they planned to leave out the references to God. But we shouldn't be too surprised. They really planned to change us to atheism and socialism, as Mr. Obama told us in his campaign. The Bible commands us, "My son, cease to hear instruction that causes you to err from the way of truth." Are you? What about your children? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.